You're listening to Made Theory. This is a show where you'll learn the ups and downs of growing a business, the lefts and rights of marketing, and the ever-changing world of advertising. In large part, this show will cover the theory of how people made it. Let's
go! On today's episode, we discuss the importance of food trucks and where they're going in the future.
What's your view on food trucks?
Food trucks.
Yeah. Is it a dying thing?
No.
It's not a dying thing.
It's not a dying thing.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
If I were, you know, sometimes think to myself, if I were to do something like that, would that be the route?
You know, a food truck?
Would a food truck? Seems like a decent start.
Personally, I think food trucks are disgusting. Like, if you think about somebody cooking food in something the size of your, like,
area. Well, I mean, most people cook in a small kitchen, you know.
But I think the difference is it's usually a part of a big, airy, open building.
Okay, right.
Right? Like, cooking in your car doesn't seem legit. And I don't know. Not just that. I think just if you look at the actual cleanliness of most food trucks, it's not that good. I don't know, man. But that's me. Like, I don't eat at them for that reason, usually, unless it's, like, super good one.
Yeah, a food truck that sells, like, normal food, I don't understand that anymore.
No, it has, like, to be some overwhelmingly good, crazy, unique, you know, food. Right. But, yeah, I don't think the food truck business is necessarily dying. I bet you it's getting a lot harder, though, because
to
of...
To find, like, a place to put it.
Population, right? And parking regulations.
Because the whole mobile thing doesn't really work, does it? Like, unless you're crazy popular and people are requesting you, maybe.
I think maybe it, yeah, I don't know. There are a lot of them that they tweet out their location and they get lines around the corner on that block where wherever they park for an hour, but that's a tough one. That's really risky. What if you tweet your location and nobody shows up?
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, we're unpopular.
Yeah. I'd say, and also depending on the city you're in, I would argue it's almost cheaper just to have a regular restaurant. You can rent a small, tiny little spot in Austin for like $3,000 a month. But if you factor in the cost of a vehicle, maintaining it, fitting it with all the weird commercial equipment that has to fit in such a small space, it's probably more expensive. Gas to drive it around.
That's true. Like, the one thing when I think about I want to eat at this food truck, or I want to go eat at food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you got to go find out where it's at.
That's
kind of a weird thing. Right. It's not like always at the place that you ate it at. Some of them are now. Some of them are like stationed in, you know. But I think every restaurant, every good restaurant, should have an addition onto that. They should all have a food truck that, like,
that's a good point.
It goes out, you know, further than people are coming to the restaurant, and goes outside of that range to, like, spread, you know, the good news, the good food. You know?
See, where I think the trend is going is non walk-in delivery only restaurants. Delivery only restaurants that you can't can't go inside.
That makes sense.
There's actually a new Chinese one that opened up in Austin. They do Cantonese food. It has really good reviews.
Oh, really? Yelp.
Yep. I think it's in your area because it doesn't deliver up north. But, they only do delivery. It makes perfect sense because people stay at home now and we order everything. It's very weird and sort of pathetic. But, I mean, I do it kind of sometimes.
Yeah.
I like to try to go out of places, but the convenience of just ordering in. And then if you do something where customers don't have to come in, you're saving the hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially on building out your place to
look appealing. Makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. And I wonder if you could do that from your house. I wonder if that will be the new thing with the right permits, probably depending on the city. I feel like you could prepare takeout food for delivery.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Or maybe, yeah, like what you're saying is regulations.
Yeah. So why?
It has to be clean, you know.
Right, but I'm sure you could jump through the hoops and get the right regulations at your apartment or wherever, as long as you were able to have it inspected.
Rainy Street, I don't know.
But I think that's more promising than a food truck because you have no overhead, or you have very little overhead. If you're able to build something out of your apartment, you can deliver food and still hype up your your flavor, whatever.
You say apartment, but could you imagine that guy that has his own little home business in his apartment where he's like, he's cooking like Indian food? Like, oh my God.
I can imagine.
There's Jerry again, cooking again. Here we go.
I feel like this is already happening. I don't think it's on a large scale, but I think that wave is going to come.
That sounds much more appealing than the person sitting at home wondering like what business to start, or he's Ubering or whatever. It's like, well, why don't you do something a little bit more spicy, a little more adventurous?
Yeah, and different cities have different regulations. There's probably some that are much more lenient where it's easier to do that. I know in San Francisco, they do have delivery-only places, and the regulations seem very loose. Like, have you been to San Francisco?
No.
Okay, so a lot of the restaurants there are very, or food trucks even, they don't seem tightly scrutinized because they don't look very clean. I'm talking about like the probably like 5% of them. Obviously, there are nice restaurants there, but for the ones that aren't really that, I just feel like there are probably cities like that. I'm not sure about San Francisco, but they have really loose regulations. And you could just have an inspector come to your apartment or something, make sure that you're passing X, Y, and Z.
It's not some
code.
Crazy hurdle you have to get over.
Exactly. I don't think so. Nope.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, start it out of the office. Or you rent commercial office space, which is way cheaper than retail space.
Now we're talking.
I don't see why you couldn't do that. Although, I don't know what type of commercial building, you'd have to get permission from the landlord to cook, and you'd have to set up like a kitchen per code, but that's not too hard.
I want to do like, not like the trailers and stuff, but like the carts, like the little
halal guys, in
little
New York?
One, you know, yeah. Little one, like they just serve one person at a time. They make one thing, but you can set it up in the parking lot at Walmart or
that's how halal guys started.
Oh, really?
They're huge.
Little tiny one.
Yep.
To start.
Yeah. Little cart. You can still go there. I went there in New York and had a very disgusting experience. They had a bucket of chicken on the floor in New York City on the ground, probably in like 35,000 people's mixed piss on the ground. Mm. They took it up. It was in a stainless steel bin. They dumped the chicken on the grill, and then they took the bottom of the stainless steel bin and pressed the chicken down and was rubbing it into the chicken. Oh, I saw the whole thing. And this is after waiting in line for 2.5 hours.
They're trying to save on tools. You know, they don't have
Linda and I waited in line for a while. It was more than 2 hours, and then we saw that happen, and I was just like, got to eat it now. Nasty.
Wow.
That's what I mean. I think big cities like that, the regulation, it's too... The city can't regulate food that much because there's just so much of it. San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, when you start really thinking about it, it's really not regulated that much at all, right?
Not
now,
really,
you know?
No.
It's like, no, it's just if you were the consumer and you really wanted your food to be straight, you would want like weekly checkups.
Right, like, yeah. I don't know what the regulations are in Austin, but yeah, I think it's like, I don't even think they're monthly checkups. I think it's like once in a blue moon.
Yeah, yeah. It's randomized. Check, like,
is your refrigerator on? Is the food
in? They ain't been here in 3 years.
Thank you for listening to Made Theory. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Made Theory Show.